From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his government is ready to join any future American proposed operation to liberate the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State group. Turkish media say Mr. Erdogan made the remark to journalists traveling home with him from the G20 summit. They say he told them the issue was brought up by U.S. President Barack Obama during their talks on the sidelines of the summit in China. Diplomats say prospects for peace in Syria remain uncertain Wednesday after the broad-based opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee, presented its blueprint for a political transition in Syria. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson called a meeting with the opposition group in London.
They are the umbrella group representing a very wide and diverse spectrum of opposition in Syria, and I hope that their plan will be studied by as many people as possible around the world, and of course particularly in Syria.
The 25-page plan HNC leaders presented on Wednesday is unlikely to be implemented as long as Russia and the United States support opposing sides. Meanwhile, diplomatic efforts to achieve a ceasefire in Syria are still hung up on what are described as technical sticking points between American and Russian negotiators. A key sticking point involves the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. diplomats have expressed frustration with their Russian counterparts, whom they have accused of reversing direction on some key points in recent days. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov plan to meet in the coming days to further discuss the proposed Syrian ceasefire. This is VOA News. The United States is accusing Russia of sending one of its fighter jets dangerously close to an American spy plane over the Black Sea on Wednesday. American military officials said the intercept was unsafe and unprofessional. Russia insists it acted in accordance with international flight rules. The U.S. says a Russian jet flew within 3 meters of the American plane for 19 minutes. U.S. President Barack Obama on Wednesday told a group of young people gathered from across Southeast Asia that it is not enough to dream about their plans for the future, but that they have to actually do the work.
You should never be discouraged because you have more opportunity today to make a difference in the world than any generation before. And my hope is that you will seize that opportunity and you'll know that you will have a strong friend and partner in the United States of America when you do.
In an upbeat town hall meeting in Laos with people involved in the U.S.-sponsored Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, Mr. Obama said young people have historically been the key to progress and development. The Philippines government published photos Wednesday of what appears to be Chinese naval ships building an island in the contested South China Sea. The photos showed an increased number of ships and what the Philippines says is evidence of fresh construction of an artificial island near the Scarborough Shoal. The photos were released just before the annual meeting of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations. China denied the accusation, saying it has simply, quoting now, maintained a number of Coast Guard vessels for law enforcement patrols in the area. The leading U.S. presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are trading barbs over their national security credentials. Trump announced plans to add substantially to the U.S. arsenals of submarines, ships, and combat troops. He accused Clinton of being too eager to invade countries.
Sometimes it seemed like there wasn't a country in the Middle East that Hillary Clinton didn't want to invade, intervene in, or topple. She's trigger-happy and very unstable. Whether we like it or not, that's what's going on.
At a rally in Florida Tuesday, Clinton scoffed at Trump's standing to command the world's most powerful military, whose budget is more than that of the next 7 countries combined. Clinton said American voters, quote, know they can count on me to be the kind of commander-in-chief who will protect our country and our troops, and they know they cannot count on Donald Trump, end of quote. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down on the day. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.